With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John Lopez, Cody Stutes in the loop with you today. Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com. Joining us now on the hotline, you find our work on Twitter, at Courtney Rivals, rivals.com, aggieyell.com. Courtney Rowland, our guest. Courtney, how are you?
I'm doing great here in Birmingham. 51 days till A&M college football. I can't complain.
Nobody can on that. This just needs to get here quicker.
So SEC,
I'm excited.
SEC Media Days underway, and Courtney, you're there. What's kind of been? I think SEC Media Days is sort of it's the summer kickoff, you know, or like the early fall kickoff to football season. That's kind of the first flag that football season's right around the corner. What's the mood of these SEC Media Days been so far? Just kind of the general outlook. All these guys are excited, obviously, but what's kind of been the big takeaway from you so far through a couple of days of SEC Media Days?
Well, the big takeaway, I mean, for as far as Texas A&M goes, this is the first offseason that they've had where there's not a lot of outside trouble going on as far as legal situations or anything like that. They've been able to focus on the team, the 29 new guys they have there. So someone was happy about that, but he was definitely, fired off questions left and right about, you know, coaching hot seat. I think the coaching hot seat was always going to be between him and Gus Malzahn heading into, you know, this season. It all kind of depended on who was going to get Jarrett Stidham. Now someone has everything to prove. And you have Hugh Freeze, who goes up there today, this morning, and, of course, we all knew what he was going to, you know, be hearing about, and that was the NCAA allegations, an investigation. And, he handled it, I guess, as well as you can. Didn't really discuss, he didn't take questions on it, but discussed it a little bit at the very beginning, how they're handling it as a team. What will really kind of determine, I guess, Ole Miss's future is if the NCAA nails them again with another, you know, year where they cannot go to a bowl. Because I think then players can then choose whether they want to be part of Ole Miss or not. And then, of course, you have Alabama, who goes on Wednesday, and the whole hotel is filled with the Bear Bryant lookalikes, the guy with the ring on his head, and all the crazy football fans there lining up in the hotel. And Radio Row is always a sight to see. And I think just in general, a lot of people are just excited to get the season started, obviously. I know training camp will start earlier for a lot of schools this year. I believe A&M will, at one point, Coach Sullivan has said August 1st, but he said officially he'll announce on Friday the day that A&M will start preseason training camp. So I think just excitement of getting the season here, getting training camp underway, and for A&M specifically, figuring out who their quarterback's going to be.
All right, who's their quarterback going to be?
when we like to know, we asked Kevin Sullivan the same thing yesterday, and guess what we got? Typical answer, you'll find out a couple weeks before is game one. And guess what? That game one's a big game one at the Rose Bowl at UCLA. That's a big game one's name of starting quarterback.
But who do you like? You're out there a lot. You're, around the team a lot. Who do you think is really going to be there?
I love Kellen Mond just because I've gotten to know him very well. And he's a true freshman, though. You know, five-star coming out of IMG Academy. Him and Jamon Osborne, the five-star wide receiver, have that connection. But to throw a true freshman in there, we all kind of saw what happened with, you know, Kyle Allen and everything like that. They can be so great at the high school level, but to be thrown in there under fire, you know, at the college level, it's a big difference, especially on a stage like the Rose Bowl. I think if I had a name today and I'm starting quarterback, I would say Nick Starkle. Mm-hmm. I would say Nick Starkle. He's had some time in there. I think Jake Kubenak is the one. I mean, maybe they even start with Jake just because he has had some time in there. He doesn't make tons of flaws, but he doesn't also make, you know, a lot of big-time plays, which, you know, A&M kind of needs that. That guy that's going to get the wide receivers and all the talents they have out wide, the ball. They need to use their huge stable of running backs. Nick has a heck of an arm, Jake is consistent when it comes to just running the play calling right. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be a fun fall training camp, that's for sure. It'll be a fun fall training camp to see whether someone kind of tries to sway the media one way thinking it's one person. He always tries to trick us a little bit.
Courtney Rowland, our guest, at Courtney Rivals on Twitter if you'd like to follow her. With the quarterback situation having been sort of the huge positive that it was for Kevin Sumlin, and then the various question marks after Johnny Manziel, is that the thing that if he gets wrong is going to be the one that costs him his job this year, Courtney?
I mean, well, okay, so like you said, you bring Johnny Manziel in 2012, A&M goes 11-2. It's hard to say, that, you know, it's hard to go up from there when you enter the SEC and come out with a bang like that. You go 11-2, 9-4, and three straight 8-5 seasons. What's going to cost him his job is another 8-5 season.
Yeah.
And for any other school that's got, you know, I suppose that could be okay, but for Texas A&M, it's just not okay. Sure, you know, your quarterback is the leader of your offense, but at the same, you know, and Noel Mazzone, you know, I've liked Noel a lot. And having come from UCLA does give A&M a lot of, you know, I guess preparation for UCLA. That will be a huge first game. If A&M can come out with a win against UCLA, have their quarterback go in there, be consistent, not make mistakes, just because, you know, if you can just get your – not make mistakes, get the ball to your wide receiver, get the ball to Christian Kirk, get it to your stable running back, not turn the ball over and give it to them, then – the winner of that game, I think, will just propel A&M forward, but then also the second half of the season slump for A&M. Getting the quarterback right, huge. Second half of the season slump, huge. A&M has to stay healthy and consistent all year long.
All right, give me a 1-2-3 in the SEC East and the SEC West.
Oh, you know, it's hard to say against Alabama. You know, if I had to say right now, there's always surprises in the SEC. They always somehow seem to tear down each other, you know. The top tends to tend to beat up on each other. But Alabama, LSU, and Auburn, I think, are going to be big time. You know, they're going to be tough. Auburn's working with Jarrett Stidham. I'm excited to see him play. I really am. And then on the East, you know, I'm going to go...
That's Florida and then everybody else, kind of, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I'm going to go Florida, and then, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
Big year for Butch Jones in Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, I'll go Florida, Tennessee. I forgot what I put on my SEC ballot. I think I said Florida, Tennessee.
Georgia,
I think that was it. I think that was Florida, Tennessee, Georgia.
But it's
because there are so many question marks on the East. You know, you never know who can come up on top there.
Well, the SEC media days just seem to be a lot more fun when Nick Saban is riled up, He got riled up a little bit yesterday.
But compared to usual, he was calm.
Well, that's true.
Which is same with Sumlin. Someone apologized to a reporter yesterday. Can you believe that? It's a new someone. He apologized to a reporter from 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh! What was the circumstance?
Yeah. It was in the big podium room, and I think that, you know, someone probably had joked back at him a couple years ago. His, you know, normal kind of sarcastic personality, and this reporter is kind of known for getting up there and asking one of the first questions or some questions to kind of put the coaches on edge, and he did again this year, and Coach Sumlin came back at the end and said, hey, just wanted to say sorry about that 5 years ago, and the reporter was kind of like, wait, what? What are you talking about? I've already forgotten about that. People are trying to judge it, media are trying to judge it, Sumlin being so calm and collected and apologizing. I mean, is this because he has accepted the fact maybe he'll have another 8-5 season? Maybe he is on the hot seat. Does he care? You know, people are trying to, media, of course, is trying to turn that into, oh, maybe he doesn't care. He's so calm. He's not his normal sarcastic self. But, I mean, I think he's just, you know, taking what he has in stride. But, I mean, the beat media spoke to someone on the side before the whole day started going. And, you know, he still kind of throws out the same, you know, not cocky, but confident personality that we always get from him. So I think that the staff, you know, does have a hill to climb. And, you know, they've lost some talent, obviously, on defense. Miles Garrett, talent on the offensive line. And they're going to be, you know, trying to hold up a line against a rookie quarterback or, you know, a new quarterback. So a lot of battles and tests ahead for A&M.
Courtney Rowland, our guest, at Courtney Rivals on Twitter, aggieall.com, rivals.com. Courtney, have fun in the rest of your time in Birmingham. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you guys so much.
Good stuff from Courtney Rowland. I'll say this, John. It sounds like Kevin Sumlin has an impossible task this year.
Well, look, I think, as always, they're, you know, really, really talented. I like their young quarterbacks. I know two of them quite well. Gerard coached one of them, who's not even really mentioned as a starter because he's coming off an injury. Lots of talent. But, man, and if you lose the games you're supposed to lose, at best you're fourth or fifth place in your division. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alabama, Auburn, and LSU. That's why I love the SEC, man.
That's three. That'd be three conference losses. Yeah. They had four conference losses last year.
Right.
And that's just on your side.
Yeah, that's not even counting. You got Florida this year.
Oh. Four.
There's four. It's fun, man.
This is where the buzz starts whipping up and starts getting going here. Is SEC Media Days is sort of the kickoff event where we start taking a peek, a gander at the fall football schedule.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.